It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Did you give your mom an orgasm?
Oh,
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
This one person said they found liquor bottles hidden in liquor balls.
This is Marconi Award-winning.
Lands in Greenville, Texas, like 8 minutes later because smoke filled the
Don't stop there.
Once again, that is a two-syllable word. It's cockpit. What?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
That's not what you said.
I know. I said smoke.
Don't stop there.
It's. I'm sorry.
How would smoke fill one of those?
I don't know.
On the little ticket.
Oh, yeah. The e-brake. It's brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration. And that's at advancedhair.com. We're going to give you three candidates. You get to vote on them, 888-787-1310. And we just heard the great Gordo. This show is going to play a big role in the e-break this week. In fact, candidate number one is me. I guess the only way I can reason this is I was just really excited to talk about to talk to Ed Werder on Tuesday and forgot we were talking to Brian Jones next at 6:55. There they are, the loudest show in America, the Touchdown Brothers. Let's talk NFL playoffs and a Cowboys defensive coordinator search and trouble for a Cowboy off the field with our insider Ed Werder next.
No, that'll actually be in an hour.
Oh, shoot. Brian Jones, college football's next. Yeah, Ed's at another hour. Sorry, I had Ed on my mind.
This is the tick.
The ticket.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think I had just written down a question to ask Ed, and that's why I was thinking about Ed. That's my reasoning, but yeah, there's no real good reason for that. It's a great tease, though. It got you excited to talk to Ed an hour later.
I'm all pumped
to talk to Ed at 7:55. And then the screensaver moment then happened to Junior just a couple of days later when we were trying to think what the replay was.
I was going to say I hate talking about TV and movies with you, but I hate talking about everything with you.
Well, at 7:15, be here. I think you're really going to enjoy what I have to say about the news.
Oh, boy.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is the ODEC at 6:31 on the ticket. All right, coming up next, this should be a lot of fun. It always is when we have a visit with the person that we talked to yesterday, and that was...
Oh, my gosh, he's trying to vamp because he can't remember it. Chris.
No?
Who was it?
Yeah.
Was it Chris?
Randy Cody.
Randy Cody. That's right. See, you didn't remember either.
I didn't know it was Randy Cody.
Randy Cody, the official contractor of our show...
So I just let you twist because I thought, oh, yeah, it was Chris. And I thought, wait a minute, was it Chris?
We both got that wrong. Either.
Gordo calling me out. He's just vamping because he doesn't know.
Well, you were.
Boy, it was a stretching out of the person that we love
so
much. The
person that has just had such a visit with us.
So much fun and everything's fun.
You're going to love this coming up.
You can't wait to not be hearing it.
That's great.
All right, one more time.
I was going to say I hate talking about TV and movies with you, but I hate talking about everything with you.
Well, at 7:15, be here. I think you're really going to enjoy what I have to say about the news.
Oh, boy.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is the ODEC at 6:31 on the ticket. All right, coming up next, this should be a lot of fun. It always is when we have a visit with the person that we talked to yesterday, and that was...
Oh, my gosh, he's trying to vamp because he can't remember it. Chris.
No?
Who was it?
Yeah.
Was it Chris?
Randy Cody.
That's right. See, you didn't remember either.
It was Randy Cody.
Randy Cody, the official contractor of our show.
That was awesome. That was like a 20-second vamp.
You were giving yourself time.
Thank you. Talk about a quarterback just giving himself more time to throw. That was awesome.
He hung in that pocket a long time.
If a quarterback had run around for 20 seconds, that would have led SportsCenter for the whole week.
Yeah. All right. There's Junior as candidate number two. And then there's candidate number three, which comes to us from the hard line, and it's Bob, who throws out, I guess that person is so old, that kind of joke, and it didn't land.
Brigitte Bardot became the sex symbol worldwide. And it was at a time when Jane Mansfield and Marilyn Monroe were the two main sex pots here stateside. But people could not get enough of Bardot.
And was she at the same time as Raquel Welch, or was
a little
Raquel...
before? I mean, yeah, same time. Yeah. But the difference is that Bardot quit acting at the age of like 30 something in 1973 because she just had it with celebrity. She was done.
Same time as Cleopatra, though?
Like the real Cleopatra?
Yeah, it was a, she's old joke. Sorry, let's just move along.
Okay. Wow, man.
Oh,
I could have gone with Joan of Arc or Eve, I suppose, but
still wouldn't have landed.
I think it did, and you're just jealous.
No, I think Bob's wrong on that one.
So challenge.
I think it did, and you're just jealous.
The silence after that line.
It's a great layout. Maybe that's your greatest contribution, Gordo.
What?
To radio is the layout.
The layout?
Yeah.
Yeah. I pioneered
that. The radio.
I tested that. It was in R&D for forever. And yes. It was well thought out.
To this day, it still is so powerful when there's just a layout. There's nothing.
Sometimes the silence can speak more than the words.
Indeed.
So,
indeed. All right. So is it me? Is it Craig? Or is it Bob? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
So first of all, I just want to say, whoever stole my joke last week, be more original. But second of all, what were the choices again?
God. Okay. You had a really nice bass sound to your phone call.
Yeah,
there.
Had a lot of low
Not
end
a lot of
on
content, but yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I just want to cast a single vote for the one where Craig couldn't remember the contractor's name.
Okay.
What's up with your voice?
I don't know. Okay. I like that voice,
Is
though.
That Shorty DeFazio?
I don't know who that was. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, hi, George. It's me, Tom the Turkey from Argyle. Remember me?
I do remember you, Tom. Yes, yes, I do.
I'm in West Virginia right now. Ooh. With Delonte West, we just robbed a guy $23.
Who you vote for?
Jimmy Gordo.
He's not even a candidate. Tom the Turkey. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hey, fellas, it's your gal pal Sue Hawk calling to vote real quick.
How are you keeping this still alive?
I don't know. Just vote.
It's pretzels, though.
Okay.
I would like to sing and say Merry Christmas, and I'll vote for our third contestant, and a big thank you to Mr. Corey, the maestro of Taco Joint.
Okay, let's vote for Bob. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, George.
Oh, my gosh, it's Brady Tom. Yes, right before the divisional
Brady
round.
Yeah. How did you know? Garden, good morning to you too.
Good morning.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and vote for one of the funniest things in the world, and that's making fun of old people. Bob, way to go, Bob.
Thanks, Brady Tom. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Okay. Yes.
Hey, boys. Hey, I got a question for you. You boys hear about that player who's been installing countertops who got arrested?
No.
No.
Oh, man, you need to charge him with counterfeiting.
Okay. Okay. Who you vote for?
Oh, thank you very much. Whoa.
Elvis? What's happening?
It's Elvis Randy White. He's half Elvis, half
very
Randy
unstable.
White.
Oh, boys, you guys are a hoot. Oh, I'm going to vote for number two, but I got a question.
What?
One more question.
What? Okay.
What's your stance on oranges?
I don't
Thank
know.
You for your time, wow. And we do appreciate it.
Hi, you're on the ticket, AM, FM, and the stream. Who you vote for?
Well, good morning, guys. Hey, before I vote, yesterday was my birthday. I was wondering if y'all could sing to me real quick.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
No. Yes, man, that was awesome. Thank you, guys. I'm going to vote for Craig Jr. Miller.
Okay, there we go. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, users.
Hi.
I had a question before I voted for George, and that is, who's the biggest
Thank you for your vote. All right. Now
who's the biggest what?
Go ahead.
Who's the biggest loser in Cowboy history, Dak, Tony Romo, or that cross-eyed loser, Danny Wright?
Hang up on him.
Whoa. Get out of here. I'll take your vote, but get out of here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, fine gentlemen.
Hey.
I hope y'all have a great weekend, and I want to cast my vote out to just that fine gentleman that we just spoke
to. Okay, that's a Craig vote.
Thank you very much. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, yeah, good to have you boys back.
Hey, man, good to have your voice back. Yeah.
Appreciate that very much. Before I vote responsibly and end this sucker, I just want to throw out a quick shout out to my man Jubb, because he was on it this week when he had a quick. He said the defense ain't going to hit nobody. That cracked me up.
Oh, thank you.
It was a quality joke. Thank you.
It was very quality. And even that young man Tyler, he cleanly fielded a short hop when y'all were talking about that Fox football booth, and he rifled over to first with that. That is wild, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is wild, Kevin.
Yeah. Tyler, my man, give me Robert.
Oh, Bob Sturm, that does not give him a win, but thanks for the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Well, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Who's this?
Why, it's Jeffrey.
Jeffrey?
Yeah, that's about it.
Wow. Hi. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
John Shambi's retired Merkin, please.
The hell?
What is happening right now?
John Shambi. You used to work at Cliff?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, is it Steve Largent and Sean Alexander?
No, I'm sorry. Try again later. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Luby Action Side Effect.
What's that?
Remember, that's what George thought bass was, Luby Action Side Effect. And I'm trying to make it go viral.
Oh, the bass jumper.
Yeah.
What a horrible guess that was.
Sorry.
Coming up next is my vote, which is always a lot of fun. It's the segment that I just
And ladies
heard.
And gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, Craig Jr. Miller.
I was going to say I hate talking about TV and movies with you, but I hate talking about everything with you.
Well, at 7:15, be here. I think you're really going to enjoy what I have to say about the news.
Oh, boy.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is the ODEC. It's 6:31 on the ticket. All right, coming up next, this should be a lot of fun. It always is when we have a visit with the person that we talked to yesterday, and that was...
Oh, my gosh, he's trying to vamp because he can't remember it. Chris.
No?
Who was it?
Was it Chris?
Randy Cody.
Randy Cody. That's right. See, you didn't remember either.
I didn't know it was Randy Cody.
Randy Cody, the official contractor of our show...
There's some Rick Arnett, thank you, Westdale, in there from a long time ago.
Thank you, Westdale.
That was great. How many is that for Junior?
That is e-break win number 58 for Junior, and let's end this thing. Dear God.
Okay.